No big production number. Just say,
no.
You'd be surprised how well it works.
No.
We've all heard ads like that one, all part of a large-scale ad campaign in the U.S. war on drugs. 40 years after the push against drugs began, polls show the majority of the country believes drug policies are failing. The 1,000 people who gathered at the International Drug Policy Reform Conference certainly feel that way. They're calling for an end to these anti-drug policies. Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom delivered the welcoming remarks at day one of the three-day event, telling the crowd that California is the right venue for drug reform.
State of dreamers, of doers, of entrepreneurs, of innovators, a state that has certainly been on the front lines in reconciling the abject failure that has been 40 years, this failed war on drugs.
Newsom pointed to swollen prison populations in the state and nationwide and the associated costs as proof of the failures of current drug policy. In 1980, there were 500,000 people incarcerated in U.S. prisons. Today, that number is 2.3 million. Half a million are in prison for a drug-related offense compared to 40,000 just a few decades ago. Prisons are overcrowded and underfunded. On the other side of the aisle, GOP presidential candidate Gary Johnson showed support for the drug reform movement.
The best thing that government can do for you and I is to empower you and I as individuals to make decisions that only you and I should make. And that's the bedroom, and that's what we put in our own bodies. And that goes on and on and on. Freedom and liberty.
One of the timely issues the conference aims to tackle is marijuana legalization. A Gallup poll last week showed that a record-high 50% of Americans now favor marijuana legalization. Conference organizers called the results a sign that the drug reform movement is picking up speed. The conference attracted people for a variety of reasons. 27-year-old Chantel Yandow came from Florida.
I'm here to learn more about the reform movement after writing an undergraduate thesis about the war on drugs and the crack cocaine, powder cocaine disparities.
Maureen Taylor works with the Michigan Welfare Rights Association. She says drug policies hurt poor people.
We wanted to be invited and glad to be invited to come to this conference so we could talk about the relationship between poor, low-income people and drugs.
Peter Crist co-founded an organization called Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, or LEAP, after years as a police officer left him thinking anti-drug laws did more societal harm than good.
The problem is, when you have consensual adult activity, when you make that activity illegal, you create crime in your society. And if that activity has a monetary connection to it, you also create violence in your society.
Gavin Newsom told the crowd that one of the biggest problems with drug reform is that politicians are scared to speak out.
And my gosh, if I could just tape record the private conversations, it would break your heart. It wouldn't just upset you. It would break your heart. Because we know better, we're just not doing better.
Tonight, the Reform Conference will host a mass public protest in MacArthur Park with speakers and live music. They'll call for an end to the war on drugs and celebrate the reform movement. Aaron Schrank, Annenberg Radio News.